could look at something in Baptist history each morning, and this morning we'll look at a man named Charles Luther. Excuse me. Charles Luther was raised in a godly home, and actually in a Baptist church in Worcester, Massachusetts. He was born on May 17th, 1847, and even though he grew up in that home, though, he did not come to know the Lord until his senior year of college. He was very interested in journalism and was a good writer. His craft was words, very good at putting words together. And so he studied as an intern for a couple of years. Then he entered Brown University, graduated in 1871. His intention upon completing college was to make journalism his life's work. And so for the next 5 years, he studied, he actually worked for newspapers in and around Springfield, Massachusetts. Gradually, the Lord was working on his heart, and as I said, he had been saved at the end of his college years, and he was gifted with actually a fine singing voice, and he traveled for a year with an evangelist. If you remember that time, late 1800s, this was a very popular thing. You hear, Moody and Sankey, and so the evangelist would take a song leader / soloist with him to his meetings, and he traveled for a year with an evangelist, S.H. Pratt, but the Lord was continuing to work on his heart, and eventually he realized that the Lord, he found himself preaching at some of these meetings, and the Lord was calling him to preach and really to serve regularly in the field of evangelism. And so he became an evangelist in New England. He actually was in great demand in the whole area, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, even Pennsylvania. And Lord richly blessed him, saw many converts, many churches grow through his evangelistic efforts. And then he was called to pastor a church in 1891 in Bridgeport, Connecticut, a Baptist church. He was serving the Lord there, and he had arranged meetings with an evangelist, a man I did not know, A.G. Upham. And that night, it was commonplace for in evangelistic services, and really sometimes it's done the same way today, for a week of meetings or longer, that the evangelist would preach to the saved folks in the first part of the week, getting them excited about getting visitors out, and then gradually as the visitors began coming in towards the end of the week, they would shift the sermons to salvation sermons. And he chose that night as a subject, Stars for Your Crown, or the importance of witnessing. And in that sermon, Upham mentioned something, just a true story, about a young man who had been saved, and a month later he was injured, which would be a fatal injury. And as the condition became apparent, the young man was visited in the hospital by a friend who sought to just make sure that he was saved because he had just professed his salvation a month earlier. And the dying young man said, "No, I am not afraid. Jesus saves me now. But I have not been able to lead even one such as I was to Christ in the time that I have known him. No, I am not afraid to die, but oh, if I go, must I go an empty-handed?" And that phrase just pierced Luther's heart as he sat there listening to that sermon. And during the sermon, he pulled out a piece of paper and began to write the words to now the famous hymn that we sing. And it just gripped his heart, and he wrote these words: "Must I go an empty-handed, thus my dear Redeemer meet? Not one day of service give him, lay no trophy at his feet." Luther would write many hymns, as many as 50, we think, but this is the only one that has experienced such wide use, and really to all the others, we probably don't know them. But he sent the words to the famous Baptist hymnologist George Stebbins, who also himself has written many, many hymns in our hymn book. And Stebbins put it immediately he was actually in a meeting with Dr. Pentecost in Rhode Island when he got the words and put that immediately to music, and we sing that hymn today. But I wanted to read the fifth verse to you, which is just a challenge to us as Christians. He wrote, "O ye saints, arouse, be earnest, up and work while yet 'tis day, ere the night of death o'ertake thee, strive for souls while yet ye may." And then that chorus, "Must I go on empty-handed, thus my dear Redeemer meet? Not one day of service give him, lay no trophy at his feet." And I think it's a great story, and just to challenge us as Christians to be the faithful witnesses we should be. That thought of of going to heaven and having nothing to present our Lord with, no souls that we have brought with us to heaven. And so we want to just to tell us that story. I want to tell you that story this morning, and just thank the Lord for this great hymn that has now been, we sing for 150 years or more. I want to thank the Lord for Charles Luther and his ministry and that hymn. All right, ushers, if you'll come, we'll take our offering. And please take your hand out as we do. I mentioned, Pastor Volga mentioned Abby Castro and Lou Gehrig. Let's pray for her. I know that it is very debilitating. She's, you know, man has no answer for that disease. And let's pray for her, as I know that that is a very, very difficult disease. And many of us know her from her college days here. And let's pray for her. Don't forget to pray for her. And as the girls play, please take your hand out and follow. Tell me the story of Jesus as they play that gospel song.